This is your Glacier Markets Farm report. This is the MarketsFarm.com morning show, broadcast number 179 for Friday, December 8th. I'm Phil Frantz Workington. The ICE Futures canola market is stronger Friday morning, seeing a continuation of yesterday's bounce off nearby lows. Canola up $5 to $8, January up $8 at $674.60 per ton. That contract is nearing a technical target at $680, with a move above that level thought to be constructive from a chart standpoint. Gains in outside markets provided spillover support, with Chicago soy oil, European rapeseed, and Malaysian palm oil all moving higher. The U.S. Department of Agriculture will release its monthly supply-demand estimates later this morning, and any surprises in the data will likely set the tone for the grains and oilseeds ahead of the close. In the U.S., soybeans and corn are higher, but wheat is mixed, with positioning ahead of that USDA report a feature. Soybeans up 14 cents in the January contract at $13.26 per bushel. Solid export demand was supportive, with the USDA announcing flash sales of 136,000 tons of soybeans to China this morning. Adjustments to U.S. usage and stocks numbers will be followed closely in today's report, with South American production estimates also at the top of mind for traders. Production prospects are uncertain in South America, given mixed weather forecasts out of Brazil. Corn, it is posting small gains, up a penny in the March contract at $4.89 per bushel. The USDA announced flash sales of 165,000 tons of corn to unknown destinations this morning, providing support. Wheat, meanwhile, is mixed. Minneapolis spring wheat up a penny in the March contract at $7.38 per bushel. Kansas City 4 cents higher in March at $6.72 per bushel. But Chicago soft wheat down 5 cents in the March contract at $6.36 per bushel. The losses in the Chicago contract came despite fresh Chinese buying, with China back in the market buying U.S. wheat this morning, booking 110,000 tons of soft red winter wheat for delivery during the current marketing year. Traders aren't expecting any major changes in today's wheat numbers from the USDA. Wheat seeding in France is reportedly running behind a normal, as rains in October and November caused delays. That's a look at the ICE futures and U.S. markets for Friday, December 8th. In Winnipeg for MarketsFarm.com, I'm Phil Frantz Workington.
That was your Glacier Markets Farm report.